Chapter 9. As soon as the danger had passed, Leah began to gently pet the nape of my neck in an attempt to calm me down. Within seconds, I felt my heart rate return to normal, and my limbs started to shrink back to their original sizes as the hair on my body returned to its normal, dark, thin form. Then I was back in my human form, clad only in a pair of skin-tight spandex shorts. Thank God. The last thing we needed was for a bunch of people to report there was a car driving around in the dead of night with a giant black cat riding in the back seat.
Ruby is so fucking dead the next time I see her,
Ada growled, as we peeled around the streets on the perimeter of Cincinnati.
It sounds like an honest mistake,
Leah said, as she uncomfortably leaned away from the sleeping witch between us.
I don't think that Ruby woman meant to trick us or anything.
I don't care. We just about died because of her stupidity, and she needs to pay.
You say we just about died, I said, as I glanced back at her over my shoulder. I say we gained insightful information about our enemies, and we now have somebody who could potentially help us fix our little protection problem.
You always have to see the silver lining in everything, don't you?
Life would be pretty damn depressing if I didn't. Maybe hold off on killing Ruby until we find out where this all goes.
Even if I don't kill her, I'm cutting her loose from my inner circle. We can't have somebody else's idiocy getting us into trouble like that. You know...
Janine trailed off as her eyes narrowed on the road in front of her.
If we're being technical here, don't even say it, love.
Ada warned as she bared her teeth.
I mean, her information was technically correct. There was a meeting of the sisters at the cemetery at 9. You just never asked what sisters she was referring to. How could she think there were any other sisters than the Sisters of Horus? I clearly stated in my text message we needed information on a local coven that worshipped an ancient Egyptian deity. How many of those are around here?
At least two, apparently.
No.
Ada shook her head furiously.
The Sisters of the New Moon don't just worship an Egyptian deity. They worship Khonsu.
Actually, they apparently worship the moon in general, at least from what Naomi said.
Yes, they worship lunar deities, as their name implies.
Ada explained in an I-told-you-so manner.
The metaphysical creatures associated with the moon are secondary to the moon itself. Those sisters worship a book and Artemis and Mani and the triple goddess as well, not just one god or goddess. And you still don't see the problem here? Your wording was confusing. How so? It's quite clear I was talking about the Sisters of Horus.
I think anyone would make the same mistake your friend Ruby made. Fuck, I thought the Sisters of the New Moon were only Khonsu worshippers myself for a while. They certainly act like it, with their silver magic and sacrificial ceremonies and all.
Please.
Ada waved her hand and rolled her eyes.
Don't come to Ruby's aid. She's a total fool.
Why didn't you just ask her if the Sisters of Horus were meeting anytime soon?
Janine grumbled, and I could tell by her increased heart rate that she was flustered.
That would have put any nuance to rest.
What nuance? It was a very cut-and-dry answer she gave.
Yeah, but...
Janine began, but then we heard a moan slip through the lips of Naomi. The witch's face twitched as she shuffled her shoulders ever so slightly, but her eyes remained shut as she continued to lay up against Leah's shoulder. Leah held her fingers up to her lips and made a
shh
gesture, so we all instantly shut up and tried not to wake Naomi.
Do we need to bind her?
Ada asked in a whisper.
I have a few leather straps in my pocket we could use.
Why do you have...
Janine began, but then she shook her head.
Never mind. I don't want to know.
There's no need. We're trying to get her on our side, remember? If Naomi regains consciousness and is all tied up, she's going to be even more freaked out than she already is.
But if we don't bind her, she could easily use her magic on us.
Leah whispered, as she glanced down at the unconscious witch.
Haven't you seen how her magic works? Even if her arms and legs are bound, she'd still be able to use it against us. It's more to keep her from running,
Ada said, as she glanced back at the unconscious witch through narrowed green eyes.
I've done this enough times to know that's what they do the second they snap back to reality.
I just about asked how many times Ada had done something like this exactly, but then I realized I didn't really want to know. Either way, I didn't agree with the succubus. unless we wanted to go out and find another witch in a completely different coven and go through the entire process all over again, we were going to have to make things work with Naomi. Hell, I wasn't even sure we could try again. Surely after this little incident, the Sisters of the New Moon would have alerted all their witch buddies that my friends and I were trying to sneak into their covens. And once that got out, things were going to get really complicated. I just really hoped Naomi wasn't going to freak out when she woke up. "We're not doing anything to her," I said in a firm tone, "other than taking her back to Cincy's Jewel and making sure she's okay."
"Are you sure?"
Leah asked as quietly as she could.
"Because we all just saw how powerful these Sisters of the New Moon are firsthand, and that's not somebody I'd want walking around my home."
"Exactly. We don't want Naomi as an enemy at all, mainly because of how powerful she is. If we could get her to trust us and convert to our side, though, she'd be a really powerful ally."
"That's a lot of ifs, love."
"It is," I admitted with a shrug. "But if we start off by treating her as an enemy, she's going to assume she is our enemy."
"And you know what they say about assuming,"
Janine said, as she shot Ada a smug look.
"Yes. Yes."
Ada grumbled and crossed her arms over her chest.
"I am quite aware of what assuming makes you."
We drove on for several more minutes before, finally, we turned into the alleyway that led us to our lounge. Janine pulled through the tiny street and then into the parking lot, where we were greeted by Paul. The old man was sitting in his attendant's booth with his feet propped up, but he put them down and leaned forward as we approached the gate. "You're still here?" I asked as we rolled up.
"Yeah. I wasn't going to leave until I knew you kids were safe. Tony kept passing out in the security room, so I told him to get his ass home and come back all fresh-faced tomorrow."
"Aw, so you do have some softness under that harsh, frowny-faced demeanor of yours."
Paul's lips twisted into a deep scowl as he made a disgusted grunt, and then he rolled his eyes as he leaned up against the window of the booth. He opened his mouth to say something, but his eyes instantly widened as they darted over to the sleeping Naomi and then back to me.
"What the fuck happened? Looks like you had to go all kitty cat. And who's the plus one?"
"It's a long story. Meet us inside and we'll tell it to you." The old man gave us a nod before he pressed the button beside him, which opened up the gate and allowed Janine to pull into the employee parking lot. The second she was parked, Ada, Janine, and I all slipped out of the car and proceeded to ease Naomi out of the vehicle. The unconscious witch made a few grunts and groans as we pulled her out of the Grand Prix, and I gently cradled her in my arms so I could carry her inside.
"Jesus, kid," Paul whistled as he wandered over to us. "Is this always how you pick up women?"
"Very funny. This is Naomi. She's our guest at Cincy's Jewel."
"Ah."
The old man nodded.
"For, how long?"
"That remains to be seen. It's all going to depend on how she reacts when she wakes up."
Wait.
Paul raised his hands as his eyes grew as wide as saucers.
"The fuck do you mean? Please tell me I didn't just become part of a kidnapping."
"Of course not. Just your typical case of, witch plans to sacrifice me, has her sisters turn against her, and then gets knocked unconscious as we were trying to flee. You know, the usual."
"Right."
Paul raised a white eyebrow and sighed.
"The usual."
We all walked to the door and then slid into the bowels of my lounge. As we proceeded out into the main area of Cincy's Jewel, I explained the whole situation to Paul, who just responded in the same grunts and huffs that he would if I told him the local Chinese place didn't have the Kung Pao chicken he wanted.
"Booth or table?"
Ada chuckled as we walked out into the main part of the club.
"Both."
Leah sighed, and then she headed in the direction of the bar.
"And some hard scotch. Anybody want some while I'm over there?"
Whiskey. Johnny Walker Neat is fine."
"Tequila,"
Janine said with a frown.
"And?"
Leah raised an eyebrow.
"And what? Just bring the bottle straight."
"Wow," I said as I approached a nearby U-shaped booth. "It has been a rough night, huh?"
"I'll share with these two,"
Ada said, as she pointed between Janine and I.
"What about you, Paul?"
"Hey, I gotta drive home tonight."
The old man shook his head.
"So I'll pass for now."
I carefully placed Naomi upright atop the leather seats in the booth. The witch was smack dab at the center of the U, with me on her right and Ada on her left. Janine and Paul both squeezed into the booth next to Ada, and it wasn't long before Leah returned with a tray, lots of glasses, and three bottles.
scotch, tequila, and whiskey,
the blonde woman said, as she plunked down the array of alcohol before us.
Drink up, guys. We earned it.
As we were pouring out our drinks, though, Paul suddenly let out a grunt and then nodded toward Naomi.
Yeah, looks like Sleeping Beauty's waking up, the old man said.
All five of us turned our attention to the witch as her face contorted into a confused scrunch, and she smacked her lips as she opened up her eyes. Once Naomi had a second to observe her surroundings, though, she let out a gasp.
Where did you take me?
She demanded. The Sister of the New Moon quickly summoned silver magic into her hands and raised them up like she was about to attack.
Hey, easy,
I declared as I held up my own hands. It's okay. We're not here to hurt you.
Really?
Naomi scoffed and narrowed her dark eyes.
You set us the fuck up back there, and then you kidnapped me and killed my sisters.
They aren't dead.
I shook my head. Trust me, most of them looked very much alive when we left the cemetery.
Bullshit.
The red and black-haired witch growled.
I saw you turn into that monstrosity bastard of Bast, and I know what your kind does to my kind.
Can you really blame them? You were all chomping at the bit to ritually sacrifice me.
But no, I didn't kill any of them.
I can vouch for that, love. I wanted to kill all of your sisters, but he wouldn't allow it. Why?
Naomi asked, as she bared her teeth at me.
Why didn't you slaughter us? We're your mortal enemies.
No, you're not. I shook my head. That's just what Khonsu says.
Khonsu is a powerful deity of the moon. Are you trying to tell me you know better than a god?
In this case? I shrugged. Yes. I don't have any ill will toward you, Naomi, even if you were going to kill me.
Lies?
Naomi sneered as she looked around the lounge interior.
Are you gonna use me as a human sacrifice? Or do you intend to keep me here as a prisoner so you can beat information out of me and have your way with me whenever you want?
Of course not, I said with a frown. We can't do that sort of shit here. Who do you think we are, the OLG?
The witch's dark eyes darted back and forth between the five of us as she continued to hold her silver spell.
Calm down, Naomi,
Janine said, as she poured out a small shot of tequila and shot the suspicious woman a smile.
We can talk about all this like civilized people, over drinks. Now, which one do you prefer?
The witch said with a half-smirk.
I'm not falling for that one. You're trying to drug me so you can get me to a different location quietly.
No.
The redhead held the shot glass up to her lips, and I watched as Janine tossed back the shot of tequila, shuddered, and then smacked her lips. At the same time, Ada poured out a bit of whiskey into a glass, swirled it around, and took a swig.
See?
The succubus said as she held up the glass.
No drugs in here, love. If any of us end up passed out, it'll be simply because we drank too much.
The scotch is clean, too,
Leah offered, as she popped the cork off the bottle and then took a swig.
See? Fucking delicious.
Naomi's dark brown eyes darted back and forth between us, but her defensive expression slowly fell. Then her black eyebrows raised up on her forehead as she tilted her head to the side and deactivated the magic in her hands.
You're serious,
the witch observed.
Why am I still alive, bastard of Bast?
Please. Call me Carter.
Maybe after a few drinks. For now, you're still a bastard of Bast.
Which one?
Janine asked, as she pointed to the different bottles.
Scotch,
Naomi said, as she reached for the bottle and a glass. Even though the witch had deactivated her spell, there was still a bit of tension in the air as she poured herself a drink. It was still pretty obvious she was loyal to the Sisters of the New Moon, so she could decide to turn on us and get violent at any second. Still, everything was going according to plan. Naomi may have been a bit flustered when she first woke up, but she was taking all this a lot better than I would have expected. Then again, the night was still young.
So, you're a witch?
Paul finally asked, as he rested his head in his hands.
A Sister of the New Moon,
Naomi corrected, and her upper lip curled in disgust.
We do not use the W term at all. It's offensive.
Ironic. Ooh, considering you won't stop calling Carter a bastard of Bast.
What's there to be offended about with that?
The goth woman shrugged.
He is a child of Bast who has no father, so is he not a bastard of Bast?
I know my father, thank you very much, I said, and then I took a swig of the whiskey. It was warm, smooth, and smoky as it touched my tongue, and all of the pleasure sensors in my brain seemed to light up as the golden liquid trailed down my throat. The whiskey produced a happy tingle as it traveled into my stomach, and I let out a satisfied sigh when I was finished.
Not your human father.
Naomi rolled her dark eyes.
Bast created you in her image, but she used your human parents as her vessel. She created you of her own accord with no male partner. Thus, you are technically a bastard.
Okay, the semantics check out, but I still have an actual name.
So, why am I here then, Carter?
Naomi asked with a suspicious glare. It seemed the witch didn't remember some of our conversation back in the crypt, but at least I had a second chance to convince her. Because we need your help.
My help?
The witch practically snorted her drink through her nose.
Why on earth would I help you after what you just pulled? I'm grateful you kept me alive, but don't think this suddenly changes anything between us. Any second now, my sisters will be here to save me, and you'll all suffer their wrath.
Oh, you poor thing.
Ada frowned and then patted Naomi's shoulder.
You really believe that, don't you?
Don't touch me!
Naomi hissed as she leaned away from the succubus.
Of course I believe it, because it's the truth. My sisters will come for me, and when they do...
Naomi, I said as I shook my head. Your sisters were trying to kill you.
Because they thought I'd help you escape and had turned traitor.
The red and black-haired woman retorted with a scowl.
I would be angry if I saw that, too.
They didn't even give you a chance to explain. They literally saw me standing there next to you, assumed the worst, and then tried to fucking murder you.
Once I explain what happened, they'll forgive me,
Naomi said. But I sensed a slight tremble in her voice, and her heart fluttered when she talked. Are you sure about that? I asked, as I leaned in and narrowed my eyes. Because you don't sound so sure.
Yes!
Naomi huffed as she slammed her glass on the table.
My sisters would never give up on me.
Oh, honey. I've known the Sisters of the New Moon since before you were born. They go through members like an Amsterdam prostitute goes through condoms.
It's a dangerous line of work,
the witch continued.
It's only natural that many of our sisters are killed.
They didn't really act like your sisters,
Leah said, as she took a sip of her own drink.
It seemed like they forced you to do the most dangerous job during the ceremony, the one nobody else wanted to do.
That is because I'm still relatively new to the coven. Once I've passed their judgment, and we receive new members, I will be promoted to the same level as the rest of my sisters.
No, you won't. Naomi, I saw what the rest of the Sisters of the New Moon were trying to do. They wanted you dead. They won't give you the time to explain anything.
And like you said, as the low woman on the totem pole, they won't even bat an eye at the thought of executing you on sight. But we're a coven.
Naomi said, as tears seemed to fill her dark eyes.
My sisters would never betray me.
They think you betrayed them, love. Couple that together with the fact you're a newer member nobody really cares for, and the fact you were last seen fleeing in a car with the very person they think you helped set free. You shouldn't go back to that coven unless you have a death wish.
No!
Naomi snapped as she vehemently shook her head.
My sisters would never...
Think about it! I cut her off. If the Sisters of the New Moon really gave a damn about you, do you really think they'd be giving you the shit jobs and be so quick to declare you a traitor?
If they actually respected you, they would have let you say your piece.
Leah reasoned, and sympathy shone in her blue eyes as she regarded the witch.
Instead of just trying to instantly kill you.
I love my friends. I'd always let them have my ear, even if I thought they were trying to betray me. That's what a good friend and teammate does.
I am a Sister of the New Moon,
Naomi said, though it now sounded more like she was trying to convince herself.
I am a part of their coven, and they will welcome me back with open arms. After they march in here and kill all of you, of course.
Oh, of course, I said as I rolled my eyes. I don't get why you're so dedicated to these people who want you dead.
They're a cult, Carter.
Janine sighed deeply.
Blind loyalty is kind of their thing.
It's not a cult.
Naomi growled and jabbed her finger at the redhead.
It's a coven. Now, if you'll excuse me, I appreciate you sparing my life, and for that I'm going to spare yours. But I have to get back to my sisters.
They'll kill you, Naomi! I reminded the witch, but she didn't seem to care.
Please move.
Naomi said with a blank expression. My friends all shared a look before they started to slowly shuffle out of the booth. I needed to think fast. Janine was right about Naomi and how she'd been indoctrinated by the Sisters of the New Moon to be loyal to them and them only, even if they treated her like garbage. Naomi slid from the booth,
stood up, and then started to head toward the exit.
Oh, come on, Carter, there has to be something I could say to change her mind.
Wait! I blurted out, before I even had a full thought formulated.
Magic!
Naomi suddenly stopped, and then she turned around and crossed her arms over her fish-netted chest.
Magic. What about magic?
We need your magic. That's why we brought you here. What we need your help with.
So, you were intending to use me as a prisoner to do your bidding. Goodbye, bastard of best.
No, Naomi! Let me ask you this. How much magic do you know?
Why is that important?
The witch raised an eyebrow.
I am extremely competent in what I do.
Janine must have realized what I was getting at, because she stepped forward and smiled wide.
What kind of magic do you know, though? During the battle, I only saw you use telekinetic spells.
That's because I'm not at a high enough level of competency to wield anything else,
the dark-haired woman muttered as she averted her eyes.
The Sisters of the New Moon don't even let you crack open those spellbooks until you've been training for years, and I've only been there for 5 months.
Jackpot.
That was definitely a weakness we could exploit to try and turn her to our side. Plus, she was actually entertaining this conversation instead of running to the door. So I suspected that, deep down, she knew she couldn't return to her coven. She just didn't want to accept it yet. How would you like to learn all those spells now?
Please. What do you know about magic?
Oh, a fuck ton, my dear.
Ada interjected.
Janine here is one of the foremost occult experts in this area, so she knows her way around a spellbook. And I've been around the block a few times myself. We possess a lot of knowledge between us.
We could teach you. There are no levels or limits here, Naomi. The witch's head tilted to the side like she was actually considering the idea, but then her dark eyes narrowed on me.
What's in this for you? Why would you let me learn magic without any restriction?
Because, like I said earlier, Naomi, I trailed off and looked her square in the eyes. We need a spellcaster with your level of power to cast the hex we wish to cast.
We have the knowledge, but it's all theoretical. You have the power. So, help us cast this hex, and then Janine and I will teach you all the magic you wish to know.
All of it? Even curses and the dark spells?
Especially curses and the dark spells.
The succubus grinned.
Those are my favorites. I have a book specifically filled with just those.
Naomi's tongue jutted out from between her red-painted lips as she mulled over our offer. Finally, her dark brown eyes locked with my own, and her face twisted into a sinister smirk.
What the hell?
Naomi shrugged.
I guess I have some time before my sisters decide to barge in here, rescue me, and kill you all. In the meantime, if you're offering to teach me forbidden magic, then I'd have to be a total idiot to pass up on the opportunity.
Naomi may still have thought her sisters were coming to save her, but I knew if we did encounter her coven again, they wouldn't be rescuing anyone. Hopefully, in time, I could help Naomi see that we were her only real friends now. But at least we'd made some headway in getting her on our team. Now we could at least entice her to learn and cast the hex we needed to keep our enemies out of Cincy's jewel. And in the meantime, I'd be turning up the old Werepanther Carter charm so Naomi wouldn't turn on us the second she got the chance.